I want you to notice, you will never find one scripture ever said anything about trouble be unto you, sorrow be unto you, failure be unto you. Grace and peace. You always find grace, peace. Grace, peace. Notice, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. See, it's going to knock out a lot of stuff people been saying God told me to tell you. See, God didn't send Jesus to curse you. Oh, thank God. I mean, if he wanted to curse you, he just draw that breath from you and you're done with. But notice Ephesians. Paul, Ephesians 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. What come from him? Philippians 1 and 2. To the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Look like they're on the same page. Hallelujah. All right, 1 Thessalonians. Because I'm just going to read the first one because I have both of them, but he started both the first letter and the second letter to the Thessalonians the same way. So no use of me reading the second because they are identical. I looked at it. So he said, Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Moving on to 1 Timothy. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, he added some grace, mercy, and you see mercy is tied up with grace. And mercy, grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, mercy, and peace. I have never found one hard word from God to destroy you, hurt you. And why is it that most people are turned away from God? That's what I'm going to help you with. Because there's too much bunk and baloney being preached. And the love of God is not being preached like it should. If you knew how much, if this world knew how much God loved them, and they look at some of the shabby living of the saints, and some people call themselves saints. That's why they don't have anything to do with it. But the truth needs to be known. God wants you healed. You know God will heal a sinner just by quicker he will a believer. Or more so. Because he loves him. He wants him to turn from what he's doing. Because that sinner head for destruction. You a believer, you've been saved. And he wants you well. But I'm telling you, God, if you I had that to happen, some the person didn't believe nothing. Lay hands on, but got their attention after they got healed, though. Amen. Amen. Let me go on. Titus. Listen, Titus. Now, where did I stop it? First Timothy. All right, let me go to Second Timothy. He said to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He just sort of said the same thing to Timothy and opened the two letters to him. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith. Notice what he called faith common. Y'all notice that? The common faith. Some people treat it like it's a mysterious faith. No, it's a common. Faith for a believer is common. Common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace. Where? From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Philemon. And verse 2 and 3. and to our beloved Epaphras and Archippus, our fellow soldiers, and to the church in thy house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace, grace, grace. Can we talk about grace for just a little while? Every one of his letters. Now, I, when you look up the reference, there's so many scriptures on grace from Genesis to Revelation. But in one scripture we get to later on, you notice Ephesians says, "For by grace are you saved." So, "For by grace are you saved," what? Through faith. Now notice, "For by grace are you saved through faith." So what is grace? Can we have a working knowledge and have a revelation knowledge that we absolutely know what is grace? What it, not just a cliche of saying, but I have a revelation in my heart. I know God loves me. And God has done something for me. And listen to what I'm about to say now. God has done something for me that if I receive what he's done, it is impossible for me to fail. I'm going to say that again. When we receive what he has done, it is impossible. You know what impossible? It's not possible to happen. People fail because they listen to somebody else and other things and spend time with those things rather than the Word of God, rather than listen to the Spirit of God, rather than spending time find out what God has to say. People will take what somebody, what do you think? Now you don't need to know what I think. You need to know what God said. What do you think? So-and-so said that, you know, somebody can preach something or say something. They'll go ask somebody don't know nothing. What do you think?
Okay.
Then they'll go on their opinion. That's not wise at all. You need to go to the scripture and see if it's true. It ain't what I think. It's what God has said. Hello, hello, somebody. So what is grace? Well, I didn't get all the definitions. There's a lot of definition about grace. You know, she danced with grace. And I mean, they got all kind of grace. But we ain't interested in dancing with grace this morning. We want to find out what is God's grace. Amen. So, this definition, this is what the dictionary said. As grace is the freely given unmerited favor and love of God. Freely given. Something that's freely given. Unmerited means you didn't earn it. Unmerited, and it's a favor because you, if somebody do something for you, that is a favor, and you didn't pay them for it. Isn't that a favor? It's, and you didn't do anything to earn it. So it's what? That's freely given, unmerited favor, and love of God. And God gave you his grace. All right. Then another part of that verse definition said the influence or Spirit of God operating in humans. And God didn't have to give you his Spirit, but out of love he gave you his Spirit to operate in you, help you, teach you, reveal to you, show you. Come on. Amen.